T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go, Papa! It is a Football Friday, brought to you by Yuengling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. Ira Winderman's on the line. Solana's got his headlines coming. I got to do a college football update. Yeah, a lot to get to. Jamie Eisenberg is going to do fantasy football with us in the next segment.
Loaded.
Kevin Burkhart from NFL on Fox going to join us around 4:40 this hour. He's on the call in Dallas for Fox, Cowboys, and Dolphins. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You know what I'm thinking, Solana? Let's give away the Riptide tickets before the segment really gets underway here. That way you can clear the lines for the next segment when Jamie Eisenberg is answering fantasy football questions. So we've got a pair of tickets for the Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. So it's going to be happening November 23rd and 24th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Unbelievable lineup. And November 24th, which is the second day of Riptide, is my 50th birthday. So really a perfect reason to get out and party on the beach. Celebrate my half a century walking the earth.
Don't look a day over 49.
Prowling the earth. So here's what you do. You got to be the fifth caller. So whoever ends up on line number five, because we have 10 call-in lines. So whoever ends up on line number five, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Whoever ends up on line five gets two tickets for Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford, November 23rd and 24th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Hello, Ira. Ira Winderman.
Hello.
From the Sun Sentinel. And you can read his work at sunsentinel.com. Hello, Ira.
Is this the I was waiting for the comedy hour, or is that between your show and the FIU game? That's when I wanted to call in.
Wait till 5 o'clock, like 58 minutes from now. We get the hour started on the good foot, Ira.
All right. Well, I know that your producer has the ultimate comedy hour coming up before the FIU game.
That is true. Alejandro Solana will give you laughs and sports talk coming up at 6 o'clock.
Ira, is Solana funny? You listen. He's not funny, is he?
The guy is off just the fact that every time he picks up the phone, he starts with a knock knock joke. That alone to me tells me about his comedic genius right there.
Wow, a knock knock joke. Okay. Hey, can you play Solana before I get to headlines? I really don't have anything to talk to Ira about. I just want to laud him for the hard work that he did for us. This is sound. Do you have this, Solana? Yeah. This is sound. Ira Winderman went out to BurgerFi down in Miami. There was a hamburger eating contest. Bam Adebayo and Kobayashi eating hamburgers for charity. And this sound is brilliant on so many levels. We played it on Wednesday, and I want to play it again for listeners. Ira goes there. He used to be a journalist, and now
used to past tense, yes.
And now he's covering the hamburger eating contest. So Ira gets an interview, an exclusive interview with Kobayashi, and Ira, you did not allow the language barrier to get in the way of your hard hitting questions.
Although I think preceding if I speak English, damn it, probably wasn't the way to go either.
Here is the exclusive interview that Ira Winderman did on behalf of our program with Kobayashi.
I just wanted to ask you, Kobayashi, your thoughts. Is being a competitive eater make you an athlete? Is this a sport?
Yeah.
How so?
How so?
Talk about how you train.
I train, yes. Before the competition, I drink a lot of water to expand my stomach.
so that's part of it. Competing against an athlete like Bam Adebayo, you just said that size doesn't matter. How can such a small person as yourself eat so much food?
How? Because I train.
And what's training like for a competition like this? What do you do before you come out and eat burgers?
Expanding your stomach, right?
But I don't hear. Again?
And when you expand your stomach, I mean, what's that like? Can you feel that? What does that feel like?
It's kind of painful.
It is kind of painful, so. Is it painful after these competitions for you?
Not really. Because before the competition, I'm so ready.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. For the Hochman and Crowder Show, this is competitive eating correspondent Ira Winderman.
It is so brilliant. Let's give him a round of applause. Let's give Ira Winderman a round of applause because that was brilliant on so many levels. I love that Kobayashi put you in your place. I answered that already.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like get this maggot away from me. I felt like I was on the Seinfeld Super Fantastic Show, that thing he did in Japan or something like that. Yeah.
Hey, Ira, was it weird that the translator was speaking English too?
But the whole thing was weird that he would have people around him and that he would sort of look at me like, we're here to eat hamburgers. Why are you asking these questions? So, yeah, it was a unique experience all around. I'll say this. Bam was a great sport. It raised awareness, you know, for the issue here in South Florida about people going without meals, and that was great. But, after that, I called the office, and apparently I'm no longer the Heat writer, but I will be covering several high school games tonight, so maybe I'll catch you later, Channing, at the U school game.
Was it wild to watch Kobayashi eat?
It was awesome. You know, I told you guys this the other day in the bullpen before you started your show. It's like when you watch the Olympics and you turn on some sport, you have no idea what it is, rhythmic gymnastics or badminton. But when you see someone who's the best at what they do, to see someone excel, it was fascinating. The way, like you even noticed this, Hawk, the way he first took the hamburger, ripped it in half, then rolled it sort of so it was shaped like a hot dog, dunked it in the water so it literally would slide down his esophagus. I mean, the thought that goes into that is just good to know that they have added metrics to competitive eating now.
So how many burgers did Bam eat?
One.
What?
Come on, man.
One.
He started eating one. First of all, here was the problem. They did a pregame press conference the day before. So myself, Anthony Chang for the Miami Herald were down there. We wrote about it. I think Bam started to realize how it doesn't look good 10 days before the start of training camp to talk about being a competitive eater. And I think Bam really tried to walk it back as much as he could, to the point he ate half of a hamburger, took out his cell phone, and started shooting video of Kobayashi instead. The real awkward moment was this. They do a weigh-in, as you know, Hawk, because you cover, you know, the Nathan's event on July 4th. They do a weigh-in before of all the competitors, and the scale only goes to 400 pounds. And Russell Maryland was there, and he, like, fought the whole process from the get-go. Didn't want to do it, had no idea that was part of it. Fortunately, he did make weight. He came in under 400, but that was probably the most awkward moment of the whole thing.
How many burgers did Russell Maryland throw down?
Russell Maryland probably threw down three or four, but I think everyone just sort of stopped and absolutely were in awe of the Kobayashi-ness. And here's the craziest thing. So I post the results, how he blew away all eaters. Matter of fact, John Crotty, the Heat television analyst, went on stage. He ate a burger also. So I just put out how Kobayashi dominated everyone. My first retweet, and this is true, you can check my Twitter account, was from Joey Chestnut. He retweeted that, which I thought was kind of fascinating.
Look at you really are on the competitive eating beat. I love it.
You know what? I take all work at this time. Yes.
Ira Winderman, you could read his work in the Sun Sentinel or sunsentinel.com. We love ourselves some Ira. Let me give you the college football update as long as you're on the line and we've got nothing else to talk about. This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now. 305 FIU game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. I'll just quickly give you the lineup for local teams. FIU plays tonight, 8 p.m., Louisiana Tech. Miami, they host Central Michigan 4 o'clock tomorrow. Florida Gators host Tennessee at noon tomorrow. FSU hosts Louisville 3:30 tomorrow. FAU hosts something called Wagner 6 o'clock Saturday in
Staten
Boca.
Staten Island. Wagner from Staten Island.
Oh, is that? We don't know anything about this. Like, I mean, FAU is favored by 35 points. So exactly what is Wagner?
The division barely like 3 school from Staten Island that has a reasonable basketball program competing up there. But honestly, for all the games that FAU has played up, Ohio State and UCF, this is their chance to sort of go 2-2. But I go back to what Crowder said in an earlier segment. I have never rooted against a Miami opponent as much as tomorrow because of the Jim McElwain presence and what he did to Florida. I'd say the only coach I would put in that category maybe is if they're going against Will Muschamp. Because the level that those two took the program down, well, Jim McElwain will deserve his comeuppance tomorrow.
Oh, I hope he gets it, man. Oh, UCF is at Pitt Saturday, 3:30. USF doesn't play this weekend. And the St. Thomas University Bobcats host the Point University Skyhawks Saturday at noon at St. Thomas Aquinas, by the way. Oh, and let me just give the closing thing here. The College Football Report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now, 305 FIU game, or visit ticket.fiusports.com.
Hey, Ira, is that you competing against me with the bids on Dwayne Wade's house?
you know what, Channing? I figured there was another one after they told me I was too low and didn't make the qualifying offer, so... So I guess I'm going to let you have this one, and maybe I'll just take your mansion in Davie instead.
Does that mean anything? Palace.
Does that mean he's not working with the Heat? He's not going to, you know, Heat lifer?
It means, he won't be an everyday presence. I mean, the great thing about Dan Marino was he always stayed here. He was always at the facility. He was around, like so many of the Dolphins, like Alonzo Mourning with the Heat. This shows that Dwayne's going to make more of a complete break, and like we thought all along, he's so much more complete than just a Heat executive or scout. He's going to get involved in Hollywood. He's going to do broadcasting nationally, which he's done already. He'll be part of the Heat. He'll come in, I believe, for free agency recruiting, but I don't think he will probably ever again, or at least in the short term, be a Heat everyday presence like people like Alonzo Mourning or Shane Battier or even a Ray Allen who stayed in town.
Very quickly, Solana, let's get headlines from you so we can waste a little bit of Ira's time.
Ira, headlines are brought to you.
Crowder just spit out some of his drink.
By Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more
okay,
on car insurance.
You all right? It's dribbling down your mouth.
Why you do this to Ira, man? This man got stuff to do.
That's all right.
No, I'm staying through the weather. Yeah. I'm staying through the weather.
And
now,
I will
guys.
Tell you that Solana in the last weather update said it's going to rain in El Portal in 50 minutes exactly, and it ain't raining here.
Well, we do have an update on that. Stay tuned.
Okay. Oh, stay tuned.
Ira, since I have you here, you saw Justice Winslow, Jimmy Butler, their new threads on that little photo shoot.
Yeah, they were looking pretty good there. So I think if they can repeat on the court the suave debonair look in the photo shoot, they'll be fine.
Don't worry, future NBA champions. That
Did you ask him a question?
Yeah, are you doing headlines what is happening here? I got to get to Jamie Eisenberg really quickly here with the headlines.
Tonight at 8 p.m., FIU will play La Tech. That
Covered
game.
It.
Will be on 790 The Ticket after the Solana Show. The U hosts Central Michigan
Covered
tomorrow
this.
At The Rock.
I literally just gave the college football schedule.
Kickoff is at 4 p.m. The Dolphins play their first road game
crazy?
Did of
I
the season.
Like, I literally just gave the schedule.
Yes. Yeah.
1 p.m. Why would you think Solana listens to the Hockman and Crowder show?
Yeah, why does anybody?
Good 1 point. P.m. in Dallas. And U School hosts Champagnat Catholic. 7 p.m. kickoff at U School. It's the homecoming game.
Let's go, Crowder.
Lead anchor Ira Windeman at the game. We'll see you out there, Ira.
I think right now, after Kobayashi, I only cover the JV game. Is there a JV game, Channing?
No, sir.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, redshirt freshman Cleveland Reed Jr. tweeted out that he is entering the transfer portal, so he will be leaving the University of Miami. And finally, there's a new wearable chair you can buy called the Lex Chair. It straps to your legs.
How about putting this on your sports update? The Patriots have released Antonio Brown.
No.
That is news just breaking right now. So forget your whatever chair news you're giving out. The Patriots have released Antonio Brown. That's from Ian Rappaport on NFL Network. He tweets, "The Patriots have released wide receiver Antonio Brown, as he indicated on Twitter. They moved on." And Antonio
That's
Brown.
Crazy, because they don't release anyone.
I know.
That's crazy.
Antonio, they must know something then. My guess is that this evidence is piling up. But Antonio Brown has tweeted, thank you for the opportunity at Patriots, hashtag go win it. So,
well, you know what the logical follow-up is here, Hawk? It's now Solana can ask Jamie Eisenberg whether he should use Antonio Brown on Sunday.
Don't you feel stupid about your chair story at this point, Solana?
You can strap it to your thighs.
What about the weather?
Yes, give us the weather, Solana.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park.
So defeated.
I mean, that chair, you know.
Get to weather.
Right now in South Florida, 84 degrees, partly cloudy. There's light rain around the area. I know I said rain would start in exactly 50 minutes. That's changed. Rain will start in 77 minutes now here.
Wow.
In El Portal, Florida.
Nice. Are you okay? Do you have a relationship with Antonio Brown? He seems rattled, doesn't he?
You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Boy, I can only imagine how your show is going to sound. Goodness. All right. Thank you, Ira.
And I'll download a million downloads of his podcast later in the day. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Ira Winderman, you can read his work at SunSentinel.com. That is shocking news. The Patriots have released Antonio Brown. His stay in New England lasted one game.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
They have to know more than we know.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so. Which might be why Bill Belichick didn't want to answer any of those questions today, because they were probably in the process of figuring this all out. All right. Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us in the next segment. He is a fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. We're not going to have a ton of time because Kevin Burkhart is coming up after him. But if you want to sneak in a fantasy question, line it up right now. 786-360-0790. Canesware, I love that place. 2019 season, we are rocking and rolling at UM. New coach, new attitude. Hopefully they go to 2-2 tomorrow. If you're like me and you bleed orange and green, Canesware in Davie is the place for you. It is more than a store. It's an experience. I was there last Monday because they're in Davie, and we do our show from Twin Peaks in Davie on Mondays. I will be back there again this Monday because they've got so much stuff there. Largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team sideline apparel and hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, and even pets. And they've got your tailgating headquarters, tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. They will get you ready for game day if you're going out to Hard Rock tomorrow for the Canes game and you want to make sure you're all decked out for your tailgate. You got to go to Canesware tonight or before the game tomorrow. Canesware is the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. And they got an amazing selection. If you want Hurricanes merch, they got you covered. And if you're a Dolphins fan, don't feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items on sale as well. Canesware, I really love that place. It's located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Always open online at canesware.com. Canesware, the spot where Miami fans shop. Again, the breaking news, the Patriots have released Antonio Brown. We will continue to follow this and bring you the latest info next on Hockman and Crowder. Mm-hmm. Football Friday, brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. You all right? You can join Zaslow Saturday, 8 p.m. for a Dos Equis College Football Watch Party at Cadillac Ranch in Kendall. Register to win a trip to the college football semifinal playoff game at the Peach Bowl. Enjoy Dos Equis specials. They'll be raffling off a 60-gallon Igloo cooler. 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Dos Equis College Football Watch Party, Cadillac Ranch. All right, so the breaking news. I just saw what you did on the show sheet, Solana, with my two dads. That is funny.
Tell me, we can't replicate that photo.
He got a joke off?
Yeah, he did. Solana proved himself to be funny. He's a prop comic. He's a prop comic, but he's funny. Today is like the anniversary. What is it of My Two Dads? It's on there somewhere. It's a TV show with Greg Evigan and Paul Reiser. And My Two Dads debuted today in 1987. And the picture, the promo picture of their show looks like me and Crowder and Solana. In our promo picture, we kind of look like Solana's two dads. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBS Sports, and he cannot join us because of the Antonio Brown breaking news. So all the people on hold, sorry. I don't know what else to tell you.
You got to understand that, though.
Breaking news. Yeah. And I was very curt with Jamie. He texted me, can we move to the 5 o'clock hour? The breaking AB news got me running on the air, and I just wrote no. So I thought maybe that would, you know. And he's like, well, then I can't come on. I'm like, well, then you can't come on. I don't know how else to, you know. Sometimes it's got to be tough love.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not
going to
coddle Jamie.
No.
I got to coddle him now.
Why?
Because he's a guru.
Guru.
So the breaking news. Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots. Leads me to believe something's known at this point, or yeah, something is, you know, he's denied all the allegations, and maybe there's just mounting written or video evidence of something, and the Patriots are just going to cut ties now before. And you could tell, we played the Bill Belichick press conference earlier from today. You could tell, A, he doesn't like this kind of stuff, and B, if you saw game one from the Patriots, they didn't need AB.
No.
Right? I mean, they didn't need him.
You know what it makes me say? And this is obviously, this is just us talking. It just broke. We don't have any information. Through Spygate and Deflategate, they do whatever it takes to win.
And they don't apologize.
And they didn't apologize for letting him play against Miami. Hey, there's allegations. Yes. And the NFL hadn't suspended him, so we're not. That's why I said when it first happened last segment, there has to be something coming down the road for AB. The Patriots didn't suspend him off moral compass. They suspended him because he can't help us on the field anymore.
Right, because they don't really take that moral.
No.
Yeah. Hey, the statement.
You tell me the team that video recorded the other team before the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're not worried about that.
Bob Kraft himself was dinged in a prostitution. What do you call it? A
sting, right?
It was a sting. It was a scandal. It was. Give me a hand here.
What he did.
And I did. Here's the statement from a Patriots spokesperson.
He doesn't know funny.
The New England Patriots are releasing Antonio Brown. We appreciate the hard work of many people over the past 11 days, but we feel that it is best to move in a different direction at this time. So there you go. Antonio Brown. I would guess too. They're releasing him. I would guess he's not going to be claimed by another NFL team.
Would you wait it out? Because it's going to be handled.
No. If it's handled, if it goes through the courts and he's absolved of everything, then he'll be on another NFL team.
But isn't he good enough for a team to pick him up and wait it out? Like Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt's thing. There was a video of him kicking a girl in the chest and kicking her to the ground.
I don't think so.
The Browns picked him up. They waited his 8-game suspension, and he's going to add to that Browns midseason.
I don't think so. I don't think with him, only because he was such a headache for the Raiders all offseason. Got to the Patriots, and it didn't really let up. The news continued to mount. I don't see another team. Unless he's absolved of everything, I don't see another team taking a chance right now. And I don't even know, the NFL might put him on that list.
Yeah, commissioner's exempt.
Commissioner's exempt list. And I would imagine this is going to have to play out in full before he resumes an NFL career, if he does.
What Crowder said made sense, where something had, like, they must know something. But given the press conference we aired earlier from Bill Belichick, do you think there's any chance he literally walked out of there and said, I'm sick of it. We don't need AB.
You know what? I do think there's a slight chance of that he walks out of that press conference and he looks around and goes, you bleeping kidding me? We're going to be 3-0 this week. We look better than we've ever looked. We're the defending champions. I'm going to answer questions every week. Again, it's a guy they don't even know. It's one thing if the guy's been on the team for 3 seasons and you feel comfortable defending him, and it's part of what, you know, you stand by your guys. this guy is brand new. No ties to him, no ties to the market. No, I do think that there's probably some possibility there where he says, you know what, this ain't worth it.
And in the middle of it, because we talked to a number of people about it, from Corey Dillon, who was caught with he was domestic violence when they picked him up back in the day. Randy Moss, his stuff with the Raiders. Albert Haynesworth, after he stepped on the guy's face with no helmet on and all that crazy stuff. Chad Ochocinco with the headbutt.
You had the Vikings with Adrian Peterson. I believe they released him, though.
After when he beat
Or did they trade him when he beat the kid, when he beat his kid?
We know those videos came out. But I was just saying, with the Patriots, they do. I even said, Belichick, he benefits from turmoil in people's lives.
Oh yeah, because he comes and swoops in.
He'll swoop in and get a good player that can help us win, because that's all it's about, is trying to win. That's why I brought up a second ago, Spygate and Deflategate. It's all about winning to him. That's why I'm saying Solana. Where I think I 100% believe Antonio Brown is not going to play football for a large window of time. That's why they released him, because he would answer questions about Chad's headbutt. He would answer questions about all that stuff, or ignore the questions, but still deal with them. And AB, to be honest, is probably better than everybody on that list other than Randy Moss.
Right. I mean, you saw it even last week against the Dolphins, first quarter. I mean, if they wanted to feed him all game long, they could have.
Think about like Green Bay. Why don't they pick him up?
I don't think he's worth the headache right now for anybody.
But you wait it out. He's going to play football again. It's like Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt was on a team through that legal trouble.
You're going to have to figure out what the specifics are here before you say you wait it out, because I don't even know if a team would be eligible to sign him. Like, I don't know the specifics of this, and I don't know. I would imagine that the Patriots are going to try to get off the hook from paying him the $9 million guaranteed that they guaranteed him when he signed just 11 days ago. Fascinating turn of events here, but Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots. Kevin Burkhardt is scheduled to join us in the next segment. So he's going to be on the call for NFL on Fox Sunday in Dallas for the Dolphins-Cowboys game. He does a great job. So we're going to talk with Kevin Burkhardt, hopefully, in the next segment.
All my fishermen out there, all my boaters out there, I got to tell you about my friends at Complete Marine. They're located 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. First off, they are a Nautic Star boat dealer. If you haven't seen these Nautic Star boats, go check them out. They are amazing, beautiful boats. They have the cruising boats. They got the fishing boats. Just go check out the Nautic Stars. They're featuring Yamaha outboard motors. That's all I got on my boats, as well as a certified Mercury and Suzuki outboard dealer. If you're looking for a newer pre-owned boat, looking to trade or sell your current boat, there's 100 boats on the lot. There's 100 trailers on the lot, and Complete Marine tells you if exactly what you want is not in stock, they will find it for you. They're a full-service waterfront facility just west of Lake Santa Barbara with a state-of-the-art fuel dock. They have all the gas you want. They have all the chips and the ice and the wine, actually, the beer and stuff. You got to get over there. It is a beautiful state-of-the-art dock. They service most inboard and outboard motors, including Yamaha, Suzuki, Mercury, Merc Cruisers, Volvo Diesels, and they will provide a complete gas and diesel pre-purchase inspection by their certified technicians. And those technicians back in the garage have over 100 years of combined experience. Take your boat over there. They'll get you right and get you back on the water happy. And you got to give them a call. 954-567-BOAT. That's 954-567-2628. Or visit the website CompleteBoat.com. Go holler at Dave, his amazing staff at Complete Marine. 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. From bottoms to repower, we do it all at Complete Marine.
Somebody texts in, you should give Kevin Burkhardt some lines like you give DBJ. Then Kevin Burkhardt can work some lines into the NFL on Fox broadcast for us Sunday.
You miss every shot you don't take.
Well, you know what? Let's give him some lines. Kevin Burkhardt from Fox, he's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez.
Suave.
You know, we're only 20 minutes away from 5 o'clock, and Fridays at 5 o'clock, look out!
If you haven't heard it, just wait.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Again, breaking news, if you're just tuning in, Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots. Kevin Burkhardt is on the line. He's going to be on the call for the NFL on Fox this Sunday in Dallas, Dolphins and Cowboys. He does a great job. He's teamed with Charles Davis and Pam Oliver on all the games. And also, Kevin's going to be hosting Fox's MLB playoff studio coverage, as he does every year. And the Marlins, I don't know if this is breaking news, will not be in the playoffs again this year. But we do know Don Mattingly is going to be back as skipper next season. And we happen to love him. He's very good to our show. He is always amenable to coming on with us, and he's just a good guy, so we're happy for Don Mattingly. So here is Kevin Burkhart. Hello, Kevin.
Mark, Channing, happy Friday, guys, and I agree, Mattingly's the best, so happy for him.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to last. I thought, you know, I do think he deserves to be rewarded for what happened the past two seasons. He stuck with him. He was a good soldier, and I was very surprised that they decided to extend him. But I do think that's good news for the Marlins, no?
Well, he's a good teacher, you know. I mean, he loves teaching, and I think that's why it's a good fit. I mean, obviously, that team is nowhere near competing. So I think if you have a bunch of young kids, he's the perfect guy.
Kevin Burkhart, he's going to be on the call this Sunday. Is it tougher to prepare for a broadcast when one of the teams, I'm not going to tell you which one, seems to be wildly inferior to the other team that they're playing?
Well, I think every week when you prepare, you know, you prepare your rear end off, and you know, by the end of the weekend, you know, myself and our entire crew, we have a bunch of stuff, right? And, you know, hopefully if the game is good, you don't get any of it in. You just do the game, and then you go home, you know. But if, you know, there's times you get some of it in, and if the game is a blowout, you get a ton of it in, and you get all of it in. And maybe you empty everything that you have. I'm hoping it's not one of those games. I'm hoping that the Dolphins have a better showing than they did the first 2 weeks, but there's not much to go on. And, you know, we did the Cowboys last week against Washington. They've looked great for 2 weeks. The Dolphins have been the opposite. It's hard to make a case for that right now, but, you know, the NFL is what it is, right? I mean, every week you never really do know. So I'm hoping there is a better situation. But we always kind of prepare that way, Mark. It's just you hope you don't have to use it. And I'm hoping that again on Sunday. We'll see.
Kevin, nobody, you know, the Dolphins are running from it. A lot of teams would. The tanking word, the T word, whatever you want to call it. How do you feel about the Dolphins' approach? I don't want to lead the witness. How do you feel about the Dolphins' approach to this season?
No, I mean, they're tanking. I mean, well, they could call it whatever word they want to call it. I mean, So here's what I'll say about it, right? They have an obviously, you know, they're looking for a change of pace. What they're doing hasn't worked. So I applaud the idea of going, you know, the trust the process 76ers route, or I guess you could point at the Browns in a similar fashion, what they've tried to do. So I do applaud the idea if they're trying to be just radical and different. But the one thing is this, I think, Channing, the one thing that, and you know, you guys may have talked about this, I think people are talking like, oh, they've got all these draft picks. They've got, what, 5 draft picks in the first rounds this year. Last time I checked, if you did 50-50 in draft picks in the top 3 rounds, you were doing well. Yeah. So the idea that all of a sudden they're going to have 7 Pro Bowl players because they've got 7 first, second round draft, or, you know, whatever it is, the number is, it just doesn't equate. So I think in theory, hey, you know, great, this sounds like a good idea. And the other reality is this. They could have 7 million picks the next 3 years. If they don't get the quarterback right, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. So, in theory, I respect the effort, and we're not going to know if it's going to work for a few years. But, I mean, it's, you know, right now what they're putting out there on paper is tough.
And, Kevin, now it's just been announced. Flores came out and said they're starting Rosen. When you hear that, do you go back to Arizona film? Do you just watch Rosen from this year? How do you prepare for Rosen, and what have you seen out of him with your preparation?
You know, Channing, I think you go back to UCLA film. You know, we did one game last year. I really do, and I'm not trying to be snarky, but we did one game last year, and I actually liked Josh a lot. And he had no chance last year. The Arizona offensive line was an absolute disaster, so he didn't play well. I think he'd be the first person to tell you that, but he had no chance. And, you know, unfortunately, when I'm looking at, you know, the Dolphins' first 2 games and watch those 2 games, I don't know if it's going to be much different. I mean, you know, when you have 2 guys who you sign 10 minutes for the season started and they're starting on your offensive line, that's asking a lot. And that's essentially what's going on right now. So I think the bottom line is this, no matter what, they have to play him. I don't know that he's going to be the answer. I don't know if they're even going to think that he's the answer long term. But you traded 2 draft picks to go and get him. Let's see what he's got. I think we know that Ryan Fitzpatrick, we know what he is. He's a solid veteran. He's going to, He's going to do what he's going to do. But let's try and find out what Josh Rosen is. I think they have to. And don't switch him out of the game no matter how bad he's playing if he's having a tough start. Let's see what he can do for the next 14 weeks. At least I think that's what they should do.
Kevin Burkhardt, you'll watch him this Sunday on Fox, 1 o'clock, Dolphins and Cowboys. It's a 22.5-point line still right now. And Charles Davis, Pam Oliver will be there with them. Quickly, before we run out of time, the Antonio Brown news broke before you were coming out with us about 20 minutes before. Surprised that the Patriots released him?
You know, I'm not. I think, like, you know, it hasn't been quieted down. Everyone thought that he would get there and there would be not a peep out of him and there would be no news and that would be that. They don't need him. They don't need to deal with that. And it just comes to a point where that it's not worth it. He's got so much going on right now, so much baggage. They don't need it. So, no, I'm not surprised. I didn't think he'd make it through the season. I just didn't think it would be this week.
Let's get to the real important stuff. While you're in Dallas, will you be going to Whataburger?
Well, I mean, there's always an attempt at Whataburger. Usually, you know, if we could sneak one on the way to the airport Sunday after the game, that's always a clutch one, you know, because you're starving after the game. We could try and sneak it in there. So I would put it right now as a 50-50 possibility, depending on what time the game ends.
Would you agree with me? Because Crowder and I went to Dallas for a fight about 6 months ago, and we went to Whataburger. I thought it was a 4-star burger. I loved it, and I wish they had them down here. They don't. Although I do think there's one up in Gainesville, right? By you, or isn't there one?
There's one in Gainesville. Yeah. Yes.
Is Whataburger, like, where does that rank in the pantheon of burger places, according to Kevin Burkhardt?
You know, when I've had it, and it's been a little bit, because we don't get games in Dallas too often, you know, it's been very good, underrated, right? So I'm in California, so that's the land of In-N-Out, which right. I like, but I also think is a little overrated, but I do like it. I would put it sneakily up there, though. I think there are others that are a little bit better, but it's a solid, solid choice. It's a nice underdog pick to deliver. That's my scouting report.
What is the deal? No, that's fair. I mean, it's political, but it's fair. But I'm gonna be out in LA next week for a fight, and I'm okay. I kind of feel like I have to go to In-N-Out Burger when I'm out in LA. But I also kind of think it's a little overrated. Has it just changed over the years, or is it just more a mythical place now than anything? Because I didn't think it was that special.
Well, I think it's definitely a little mystical. Here's what I'd say. I think the burgers are good. I like the burgers protein style. You know, I think they wrap it in lettuce. I think they're good. The fries.
Wait a second. You go bunless?
Yeah, boy.
I do.
Wow.
I do. I go protein style. And here's the thing about In-N-Out. Their shakes are great. So you got to go, like, burger. The fries are cardboardish. The fries for me are Five Guys. Do they have Five Guys down by you
guys
in Florida?
Yeah, I happen to like Five Guys fries. You don't like
Five
them.
Guys fries with the brown bag, with the grease coming through it. That is what I'm talking. To me, those are the top on the fry chain.
Yes, I like that too.
You see the picture of Kevin? Why he doesn't look like you'd look, because he goes bunless.
Yeah. I go double bun.
Yeah, he has moobs.
Well, you're spicy today.
Just go three bun and no burger. Who cares? Just get all bun.
All of a sudden, he's Jalen Ramsey. I don't know what's going on in here today. What about, you know what I do find fascinating about In-N-Out Burger? They've got 7-Up on tap. Very rare to have 7-Up on tap nowadays.
It's right next to the RC Cola, apparently.
So you're always
aware of that.
I found that to be fascinating. Last time I was at In-N-Out, you watch yourself because you're on the road traveling doing games. It'd be very easy to just eat fast food all the time.
Listen, my goal is to play for the tie. I am not trying to be in men's fitness. I am, but you know, listen, I'm cognizant. I like to feel good, and I don't want to be necessarily overweight. And I know I'm on TV, so I'm trying to, you know, keep it together as I get older. So if I could play for the tie, I'm good. Whether that's, you know, burgers or margaritas, whatever it is, that's my goal.
What a great way to put it. I am going to use that now. That is perfect.
I think you're losing.
I all I, I'm going to be 50 in November. I've got a dad bod, right? I've got the little paunch. I've got some of the man boobs. You know, I got the male pattern baldness. I look like a radio host out of Central Casting now that I'm. Boy, this has been depressing. This has really been depressing.
I have kids, too. I'm a dad.
Well, you got a different bod than I do. Kevin Burkhardt, watch him this Sunday on Fox. The Dolphins will be in Dallas, and he does a great job. We will be watching. And then, again, he's going to be hosting Fox's MLB playoff studio coverage, as he does every year, and that'll be ramping up very soon. Thank you for making time for us, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. We'll do it again. We'll see you.
Appreciated that. What do you think he'd like better, the Dolphins talk or the Burgers talk?
Burgers.
I think Burgers talk, right?
Yeah, he just said he's been studying the Dolphins Cowboys for a week.
Like he's got, you know, he's probably doing a couple different radio interviews or whatever, yeah. And he's like, what just happened there at the end?
What do you think about the matchup between the left guard and Christian Wilkins?
Are we ready to do this thing in 10 minutes, Solana?
Yeah, but let's keep it short today, guys.
Are we ready to do it, though?
Woo!
We're doing this thing. 5 o'clock, the 5 o'clock kickoff for the Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Fridays is unparalleled anywhere. In radio, that is going to be coming your way momentarily. I cannot get your attention any more than I'm trying to do.
Bro.
I mean, both of us have been pointing at you. And listen, if you want to coach high school football, do that. If you want to do a radio show, do that. But you've got to make a choice now.
You know what I want to choose?
What do you want to choose?
I want to go to Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. I can do both in my new Chevy. I can be here. I can go coach the game. But I'm going to sit in one of these beautiful 2019 Chevrolets. You got to get to Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. My boy Eric Nunez will hook you up. This amazing dealership has these 2019 Chevys. And like you've seen, I've seen them. You've seen them on the road. You know they're beautiful. They will save you thousands over any other dealership in the nation. And Loop Back Road is the dealership that other dealers bring their spouses and their parents to because Eric Nunez can hook the other dealers up more than they can hook up themselves. Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet is your Silverado headquarters, and you know I'm a pickup truck guy. If you love pickup trucks, you're going to fall in love with the new Silverado. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Why would you go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Go holler at Eric. He has an award-winning team with an award-winning lineup of cars and trucks, a beautiful showroom. They do it right down there, just off 441 south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Trust me, I bought a couple cars from Eric. I send dozens of people over there. They always call me back and say, bro, he hooked me up, and he will hook you up as well. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Loubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
We are kicking off the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.